The Artful Egg by James McClure. Narrated by Stephen Crossley. 1. A hen is an egg's way of making another egg. This was the thought uppermost in the mind of Ramjet Pillay, Asiatic postman second class, at the start of the horrific Tuesday morning that altered the course of his life. He tried to have an uppermost thought every morning for fear of being lulled into intellectual stagnation by the sort of reading his work required of him. Mrs. W. M. Truscott, 4 Jan Smuts Close, Morningside, Trekkersburg, Natal, South Africa. Not that most envelopes, being mailed locally, had anything like as much on them, making this example, an air letter from Cincinnati, the workaday equivalent of War and Peace. Not that there was ever any real need to read further than the first couple of lines anyway, because nothing reached his sorting frame that hadn't already been set aside for Morningside. But he prided himself on being conscientious. Ramjet Pillay slipped Mrs. Truscott's air letter through the slot in her front door, sidestepped her dachshund with nimble disdain, and continued on his way. There was nothing today for the Vanderplank family at number 6. And only a few bills and a holiday postcard for the Trenchards at number 8. He no longer perused postcards. The sheer inanity of their scribbled messages was more than his rather remarkable mind could bear. "So let us ponder more profoundly and afresh," he murmured, as he opened the gate to 8 Jan Smuts Close. "The devilish cunning shown by the aforesaid egg and its consequent effect upon the wretched fowl in question." Ramjet Pillay invariably used the plural form when addressing himself, being exceedingly conscious of the fact that there was a lot more to him than that.